This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, August 8th. The Bedrock Truth. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do the people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Peter was a person who would often just blurt out what he was thinking. Sometimes he was right, and other times he was embarrassingly wrong. But in this passage, he spoke the absolute truth about Jesus. In the region of Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" Hearing that people were saying he was like one of the great prophets, Jesus asked, "But what about you? Who do you say I am?" And Peter blurted out a confession for the ages. "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." How did Peter know this, and what did it mean? Considering some of the things Peter blurted out in other settings, we can be confident that this was not from his own wisdom. Instead, it was revealed to him by God. As Jesus himself said, "Blessed are you, Simon. This was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." Only God, through the Holy Spirit, could reveal Jesus' divine identity. Though Peter spoke the truth, he didn't fully understand it. The full meaning was revealed later, after Jesus gave up his life to save us from sin, and when he rose from death to give us eternal life. Only the Son of the living God could do all that, as God himself had planned. And what about us? Only as we grow in faith and walk with Jesus do we begin to see God's love and what it means for us. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for revealing yourself to Peter and to us. Help us to keep growing in our faith and trust in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.